What's up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Me.
And?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Please forgive her. She's new.
And me.
She's new.
She shouldn't be.
I know, right? I mean, she's missed a few, but nevertheless, she's not new at this.
Oh, sorry.
So.
I'm new at the introductions. How about that?
Welcome to the new and improved.
New and improved.
Right? Just want to send a shout out to all the listeners in England. Hope your work day was good. Motherfuckers, we off, son.
Right. Fuck that.
Y'all saw the memes last night, right?
Yes.
We have listeners in England?
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, that's dope.
We international now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we got like 2.5.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we get like 5 downloads from England. I don't know
why. Hey, yeah. You 5 download people.
Huh. Hope your work was good.
That's cool. Yep.
We get them from quite a few places, actually.
I know. We got
Australia. Canada, Sweden.
Canada,
yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we international. You in now?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, we blowing up. 3 people at a time.
We get a lot in California.
I know.
Which is very interesting.
The majority of our downloads come from California.
Yeah. That's weird.
You figure that they wouldn't be listening to a redneck and a Puerto Rican guy.
No, maybe that's the key.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that is the key.
They don't have a lot of redneck Puerto Ricans over there.
Well, he's a redneck.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Wallo is not a redneck Puerto Rican.
Same difference.
Although, Chris is catching up on the tan.
Yes, I am. Been outside doing that work.
Uh-oh.
Working, yeah. There comes a beast that didn't put the gate up before I
it's
came
all right.
Up.
She'll be fine. Yeah. She's not going to eat anything, is she?
She comes in like a wrecking ball.
No, there shouldn't be anything up here. She's probably already eaten everything that she could have eaten on the floor. So
yeah.
Until she gets a hold of the donuts that are on the countertop.
If she can get up on the countertop, then she deserves it.
Dude, there's chocolate on those donuts.
I understand. No. But if that fat ass can get up there on that counter, then she deserves them.
Surprise.
Yeah. All now, right. If the cat fucking helps her, then, you know, then we have an issue.
Yes.
But they don't mess with it that much.
She's just going to sit there and go like.
She will for a little bit. Then she'll lay down.
If you guys hear it, we're not having sex in here.
No.
It's the dogs.
My dog.
Yeah. My dog.
That's Coco, the bulldog.
Coco, beware.
The Florida bulldog.
Oh, I tagged you on something else.
You did about
a bulldog.
Dallas.
Found.
Yep.
No, it was here.
No, I know. His name was Dallas.
It's Gator.
Gator. That's right. Gator. The only issue that was with that, that's an old bulldog.
Yeah. And he needs love too, motherfucker.
He does. Well, it looked like he was already having love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no reason.
Well, they found him. And I guess. So I saw this morning somebody's fostering it, and if the owner doesn't show up in like 10 days, they're going to keep him. So,
well, good.
He's safe.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, if we get another bulldog, it'll probably – there's a rescue out of Texas called Lone Star Bulldog.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think I found them through you.
Yes, you did.
But they actually have quite a few dogs that are not that bad off that are – you know, pretty adoptable. So it'll probably be something we look at once we get back from our trip.
All dogs are adoptable.
They are, but I mean, we just especially like bulldogs. So, I mean, and the problem is a lot of times anytime you can find a bulldog that's up for adoption, like there's another group we follow, Road Dogs. They have a dog where the owner surrendered her because they just couldn't afford to handle the medical bills anymore because the dog had a skin has mange and it has some immune issues. So that gets expensive, you know. So they did the right thing. They surrendered the dog. Now it'll take a while for them to get that dog back up to par and, you know, stuff like that. But that's all the way in California. We're not going to California.
Well, you're going to Texas.
It's yeah, just, I'll go to Texas.
It's a couple hours just west of Texas.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Just a few. You all right there?
Hop, skip, and a jump.
You all right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
You just had like that 1,000-yard stare kind of off that way.
She's just getting back into the groove. She's waiting for her moment to, you know, just...
To jump in.
To dive in.
To dive in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so happy at this point not to be at work and have a day off.
That's because you're American. You're not British.
I'm American.
Which was odd because at our day off, I get woke up at 5:15 because she's up.
What the fuck?
Don't you went back to sleep, bitch.
You did go back to sleep.
Oh, bitch and everything.
But the funny thing is if she talks to me, then I know she's awake. And then she said something to me and I can't remember what.
Yeah,
Move your fat ass.
No, I said, make sure you turned your alarm off because I went to get up to go pee and then I realized I forgot to turn my alarm off. So I turned my alarm off and then he was scratching. So then I was like, okay, turn your alarm off.
And then I was like, what are you doing awake?
Yeah. I got up to fucking piss. So
there you go. Then I'm awake. So I went ahead and got up. Me and Coco got up, did our lap, made breakfast. And she dragged ass out at about 8:00.
Yeah.
It's a day off.
I know. I wasn't going to bother. I was going to let her stay as long as she wanted to stay.
Enough. I wish I could sleep till 8. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as a little radar light hits that window, I'm like, fuck. And I got it blacked out. But it still got that little crack. Crease. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, fuck, man.
Well, that's what's nice because the sun rises to the front of the house and with the masters at the back of the house. So it makes it a little nicer.
It is, but the sun was coming through the bathroom, so that's what kind of woke me up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the weekends, normally, like, the rule in the house is Amanda, you don't mess with Amanda until 9. 9:00.
Yeah, I know. See, you were saying it. He's so repetitive.
Yeah. 9:00.
We know. Everybody, people in fucking England know that 9 a.m. is her cutoff.
Good. 9 a.m. cutoff. So I bet he was probably super surprised that I got up at 8.
I was. Yeah. I was made my breakfast, my normal breakfast, and I was being nice and quiet because I didn't want to wake her up. And
She stays in bed because of the kids. She's like, fuck, let me just
take. No, she stays in bed because she's asleep.
1 hour to myself.
But then I noticed the dog got up and was standing at the door. So I was like, oh, mom's up. She's moving.
Yep.
So, which dog?
Tiny? Coco. No, Coco. Okay. Tiny was still under the covers with her.
She can sense when I'm around because it's time to play.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, she can lounge around the house and sleep and, oh, let me come lay by you and snuggle. Oh, mom's here. It's time to play.
Yeah. Amanda gets home from work. She greets her at the door with a toy in her mouth.
Yep, she does.
And the whole time, like me and her, we've been outside. We've chilled on the couch. We've done stuff. She's just sat there, laid there.
Well, she knows that you're a bum, you know. So
I play like, I want to fucking be a bum. I want to be a bum.
This is the guy that's been talking about going back to the gym for a month.
I know. Bum.
Bum. Bum. Shit, man. I've been getting my fucking workout outside.
Yeah, I've been making him do shit around the pool and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, between
fix shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, between that and then trying to actually do the work in 100-degree temperatures, you know, that shit wears on you.
Yeah.
I bet.
I'm like, you going to fix that pool? You going to get that pool?
Still is green. It not fixed already?
Yeah.
It's still green. You going to vacuum the pool? You going to vacuum the pool? You going to put my sails up? You going to put my sails up? You going to vacuum the pool? You going to put...
Yep. So I have a little list of stuff that she wants, and then I'll you know, get off work. Yep. I'll get off work, and then I'll normally work on a little project that I want to do, and then I'll work on one of the projects she wants done.
I'm not always like that because I don't like those nagging bitches. I hate those people that have to nag. I hate those people.
And look at you turned into one.
which is so freaking irritating. I hate that crap. Everybody in my household, they know the things they need to be doing, period. You know your chores. You know the days that they need to be done. Just do them. I don't want to have to ask. I hate that crap because I hate those people. And everyone has made me turn into that person. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just put it on like a chalkboard. It's like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to write it down.
The kids have boards beside their room. When they walk out of their room, they know what they need to be doing and still continue not to
do it. I didn't see it. Oh, we got a call already.
What?
Let me see.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Who do we have on the line? What a bitch. Hung up.
Oh, I was hoping it was like somebody from England. I want to hear from these English people.
I would try to do a British accent, but it's not going to come out right.
No, okay.
It's probably going to sound like a redneck.
Yeah. No, don't do it.
I don't know why. Right, I'm gonna try it. Probably would have came out Australian or something for me.
Y'all celebrating? See?
That is not English at all.
Sorry, guys. I can't do imitations. You know, I don't have a good British accent.
No, you do not.
I want to send my condolences to our buddy Brandon. Unfortunate set of circumstances. You know, this past week. I'm sorry. His Red Sox got blown out in England.
They did. It was a horrible.
You figure with as many runs as they scored that Jesus. They would win, but no, they didn't. All right, let's see.
Okay. I bet it's Robbie.
Let's try this again. Yeah, let's try this again. What up, bitch? Hello.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Robbie? How you been, man?
He's doing all right.
He's bored. That's what he called.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I know. He must be done at the gym.
Nothing to do.
No. Like he's probably doing stuff with his kids, and he's like, I'm bored. Let me call. Let me see what's going on.
Okay. Understand.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So are you celebrating Mexican Independence Day in Texas?
I sure am.
Sure 100%. Am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sure am.
Instead of steaks, they're going to have tacos, you know?
That's wrong. I got some ribeyes real cheap yesterday for $3.77 a pound.
Probably bought them from a Mexican.
Steak tacos.
Perhaps.
Steak tacos.
Are you going to cook them on propane with propane accessories?
That's the only way to do it is propane. All
right. Little King of the Hill.
I'm sorry. I don't watch that show, so I didn't get the joke in there.
Yeah, no. Nah.
I got you.
Did you? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Damn it, Bobby.
I got you.
Yeah, damn it, Bobby.
That's the only thing I know.
I don't know you.
So how you been, bro?
Pretty good, man. Just hanging out. Got Sam here and just chilling. Did a little jits this morning. Been busy and everything. I heard you guys say you did a little bit of a workout today, Chris. Is that it? Or you are going to work out?
Yeah, I'm going to work out later. I'm going to be loading ice into my margarita machine. And working on flipping.
Bro, this dude has been talking about going back to the gym for like the last 2 months. He has not nope. made an appearance at any gym of any kind.
Nope. I don't even go to the gym to drop off Andrew's meals anymore. I just meet him at IKEA.
I'm not going to rag him too much because I was hurt and I haven't been, you know, at the gym myself. But I'm going back Saturday. I think I'm good.
Good.
Yeah. You want to come do a workout with me?
I'll be in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Good excuse.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta. I'll be going. We've had a week without the kids this week. They've been up in Atlanta with mom and dad.
So. Robbie wish he had a week without the kids.
I'm sure.
No.
Bullshit.
No, I'll miss them. Bullshit. A day, not a week.
Sitting right next to
you. Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
No, his wife is sitting next to him.
No, she's not here right now. But I swear, I start to miss them. They get annoying, though, at times, I'm sure. Right, Bobby? You're annoying? Yeah, he's admitting he's annoying.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I'm not saying I don't miss them, but...
You need a vacation,
dude,
bro.
It is nice getting up in the morning and literally just having to make coffee for me and Amanda and then my own breakfast, and then I'm done. I can go about my way.
Just think of all the sex that you could have. When the kids are not around.
Actually, that doesn't really happen.
Mainly Chris does it by himself, but nevertheless, he's still having sex.
That's funny.
No. Because a lot of times, that's what everybody thinks. It's like, oh man, y'all just going to go at like rabbits when the kids are gone. And actually, you sit on the couch and you just enjoy quietness.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like you just sit there. Just go, oh.
He enjoys her 1,000-yard stare.
I mean, he humps me from across the room. He just humps the air, like real fast. Hey, watch this, and then that's about it.
Yeah,
I'm like, that was good.
That was so good.
That was so good.
Good job, babe.
You don't get messy and dirty and nasty and stinky and it was good. Yeah,
get a gold star and then we go about our work. Yeah.
That was so good. We should do that all the time. All the time.
Hey, Chris, how's the meal business coming along, man?
Not bad.
Why are you asking Chris?
I know, because she's the one that cooks.
Yeah.
Well, he said something about dropping them off to Andrew anymore, so my apologies.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm just joking.
I'm the sous chef and the delivery.
He is.
That's all I do. Yeah. I spent 2 hours in front of the cutting board cutting everybody's stuff up.
Yeah, he asked me, okay, what do I got to cut? He cuts everything and then he's done.
Yep.
So her
some days it takes him 5 minutes, and sometimes it takes him a couple hours. It just depends on what I have planned for the week.
Yep.
So her food is so great. It's very tasty. But when it comes to Andrew's food, not so much.
No, Andrew's on a very fixed diet. He gets ground turkey, vegetable, and it's always broccoli. So he gets ground turkey, broccoli, and white rice. And that's what he wants.
That's it.
That's what you call bland impact nutrition.
Bland
white boy food.
Yeah, because that's what it is. He had the meals that we made originally for everybody else.
Yep.
But the problem is he is straight up white boy seasoning.
Oh, this has got pepper.
Yeah.
It's got salt.
It's too spicy. Yeah.
You literally have to take a pinch of salt, walk across the room, throw it at the dish from across the room, and whatever lands on it is still probably too much.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
How much can we get meals for nowadays, man?
Hey, bro, don't be putting his business out there.
I have three customers, and it's $10 a meal. I meal prep. I buy. We deliver.
Yeah. Now for you, it'd be a little bit more because that's a long delivery.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, the shipping charge might be a little bit more.
We'll cut you some slack on the meals, but the shipping's gonna kill you.
Okay. $9.70.
It'll be moldy by the time you get it, but you know.
No, I could freeze pack it.
Enjoyable.
Yeah,
Wallace, aren't they not a sponsor of the podcast? Why can't we mention their business?
Right. Yeah,
I mean, technically, we do sponsor the podcast.
I mean,
i.e., you have it in my house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what fucking more do you want?
God. Speaking of other good stuff, man, Wallace, I love that freaking video you did of Mr. Crawford there, the one with Joe Rogan and everyone speaking like the motivational stuff. Like, I thought that was stellar, man. I shared that all over.
No, you didn't, because I didn't see you share it. You know, Facebook tells you when people share your shit. You didn't share shit. Yeah. You lying son, bitch.
Apparently, you're not everything's Facebook, Wallace, but I'm allowed to send text messages to people and say, check out this shit.
Oh, okay.
So, you're such a girl.
He is. I'm telling you, man, if he doesn't see the shares.
Sharing as well.
Yeah.
Well, sharing is caring, so.
See.
Anyway, I'm going to stop doing jiu-jitsu videos. I've been like on a real estate, you know. Video.
How's that going?
Well, I haven't started yet, but you know, I want to do those two. That's been my main focus this past couple of weeks, learning how to properly shoot real estate videos. So
that's pretty cool, man.
So I've been going down the rabbit hole in YouTube.
Nice.
So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Real estate been picking up quite a bit in Jacksonville recently too?
Well, real estate is always, you know.
It's coming back.
It's a good business anywhere.
Yeah, it's coming back.
You know, whatever you learn how to shoot here, you can go shoot it anywhere.
I agree. I'm just wondering like how the market's been, if you knew anything about it. So.
I haven't been keeping up with the market itself because I'm not really into the realty part of it as far as, you know, buying and selling. So I don't know whether, you know, property values are going up or down.
Now, Amanda would know more about that than me or you.
Well, you can get busy real quick, though, man, you know, doing that stuff. It's going to be awesome.
You believe it or not, not really. Mainly
really?
Multi-million dollar homes are the ones that request videos to be done for the properties. Because when, let's say you have $150,000 property that you're a realtor on and you're selling, you know, and your commission is not going to be as big, and you're going to blow a budget on a... Because some of these videos can cost upwards of $2,000.
Yeah, for the big ones.
Yeah, you're going to want a big...
Still, pressure. You know, even $500 for a, you know, entry-level video. Because you have to shoot. That's going to be a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Then you have to edit, which is another 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like, what do you want to spend the money on? Do you want to spend the money on that? Or do you want, you know, what's more beneficial, the video or the staging of the house? Or,
well,
because the staging's expensive as shit too.
Staging, if if you're going to stage a property, that, I mean, it's got to be a big house. It's got to be a million-dollar house.
No.
Because why are you going to spend your commission check on staging a house, you know, that's, you know, $100,000 or $200,000? Staging is expensive as fuck.
Oh, I know.
That's, you know.
Yeah, mom staged their home that they sold. And
yeah, that was how much was that house?
They sold it for what?
$675,000.
Yeah, $675,000. So it's not $1 million.
But your mom did it on her own.
No. Well, yes.
She did.
Hey, yeah. Wallace.
She did.
Yeah.
Are you talking about staging when they have nothing in the house, where they like literally put fake furniture and stuff, or when it's already occupied?
No, staging is basically when the property's empty and you bring in, you know, like the nice furniture. So it looks nice. Yeah, and
the
shit
knickknacks,
like that.
Yeah. The books.
So they had when we moved, it was pretty cool. But like the realtor we used, basically we got a deal. So we had a professional stager. Of course, we had stuff in our house where she came through and was, I guess, making money for teaching a class on staging. Uh-huh. So to use our house as an example, we basically got it for free. So she
lucked out. And,
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. So, like, it made me find whoever that person is whenever they're teaching classes and use your house for free. It's freaking awesome.
I mean, staging lot on the low end will cost you between $2,500 to $4,000.
Yeah, I don't know what mom's
spent. I like being lucky.
Let's say you're selling a house of, you know, $100,000. Your commission is 6%. That's $6,000.
Yeah.
You know, and you're spending $4,000 on staging?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't make any sense.
I felt bad for mom because she staged it and she had to sign a three month staging contract, sold it to the first people that walked in.
Two days
on the market, sold.
Crazy.
But
I mean, it's worth it, even though you sign a 3 month and you can sell your house in 2 days, get the max for it. I mean, when you're at that price point, it's
yeah.
It's
when
worth
you're
it,
when
you
you're
know?
Talking about high end homes, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So.
And they're actually going, when we go up there this weekend, mom and dad will be going to the old house for a couple hours because they were invited. Is it at a birthday party or something? Or
yeah. The
people who bought the house, one of them's having a birthday party. So they invited mom and dad. So dad wants to go because dad will go to anything, but Cindy wants to go, I'm sure, because she wants to see what they've done.
Yeah, you know, you get to scope out your old house and see what they did.
Yeah. She wants to go. She wants to go be judgy.
Shit, I'd love to shoot their new house. I mean, not like they're gonna sell it, but just like as far as like for portfolio purposes.
Well,
then when you go,
pack your stuff for January.
Pack
your stuff for January, and we'll do it. Because how long do you think it'd take you to do that?
Fuck.
A lot.
Hours.
All day.
No, I mean, I won't say all day, but probably a good 2 or 3 hours.
All day?
Okay. Well, we can do that Saturday before we get moving for everything else.
Yeah.
That'll be easy. Because the house is always staged.
But, duh. They live in it.
Well, I mean, not just that. I mean, they live in it, but they really only live in a few rooms. I mean, they live in the kitchen and in the keeping room, and then they live in dad's office and the bedroom. That's about it. They don't, you know, they don't use the dining room except when people are there. They don't use the living room. The upstairs don't get used unless people are there. So, I mean, it's already staged, so you're good.
Well, I'm getting a drone soon, so that'll help too.
Nice.
Yeah. I have to go take that 107.
Yep.
Just to make it official.
Yep.
So, but as long as I call it a hobby, I don't have to get it right
away.
Yeah,
but if you're collecting any monies, then it
but
can
that's
get
the
you in
thing.
Trouble.
Hello, I'm building a portfolio. I'm not collecting any money. So
okay. Well,
as long as it's still a hobby,
yeah,
I'm good.
Okay. So, well, if you have your drone by the time we go up to Atlanta,
I will have it by then.
Take it, because I'm sure Dad would like some photos. Drone. I'm surprised he hasn't had Spike do it because Spike's got a few drones. So, but you can go and do it. Add it to the portfolio.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to talk to Jalen. Maybe he'll let me do his house, too.
You should do Robbie's. You should go to Texas, visit, and go to Robbie's, too.
Nah, it's too far.
Yeah, but it's a double thing. You get to go.
No, because then he's going to try to get me to go to do jiu-jitsu and shit. I'm like, I won't do that. I'm here to eat tacos. I'm here to take in the culture. I've only been to Mexico once. Robbie's like, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
It's okay.
How is it over in Texas? You still
I've never been to Mexico.
The what?
I've never been to Mexico.
You live in Mexico, so let's stop it.
Yeah, how far away from the border are you?
I've been to your Mexico before.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I mean, that is technically your Mexico. No, I'm going to.
It's plantains versus tacos.
Well, that's that's the Dominican Republic. They're known for their plátanos. Yeah, we also use them, but
I have plenty of plátanos, it's not a
staple like it is in the Dominican Republic.
Whatever, habichuela.
All right,
habichuela sure are though. Everything came with habichuela.
Oh, what, Puerto Rico is what, mofongo?
Beans.
I mean, that's kind of a staple in Puerto Rico is mofongo.
But.
The
plantain is more of a staple in the Dominican.
Okay.
Chris just asked. I think he's like, I've seen pictures.
I've been on a cruise once.
I know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know one Puerto Rican.
I've been to San Juan.
Mango, that's Dominican.
On a cruise.
I know. Mira mango. That's pretty good, though. It's pretty good.
Que la vaina. Coño.
Que la vaina. Mano.
Que la vaina.
Muchacho de diablo.
Tira polvo.
I just know Puerto Rico's got great bread.
Yes. Yes.
It's great what?
Bread. Bread. Their Puerto Rican bread is
and
amazing.
Stuff.
I don't remember that, but I don't know. Maybe. I can't remember. You'd know all this.
Yeah, I just said that they do. God, fuck. Keep up, bro.
Dude, he's in Texas. It's a time difference.
I guess I'm not allowed to have an opinion, Wallace. Jeez.
Hey, if I want your opinion, I'll tell you what it is.
You'll tell me what my opinion is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, when you coming back to Jacksonville?
He's not.
Not now, but Wallace.
He loves it in Mexico.
Well, when you come back, you can come over to the house. I won't be a dick to you, Robbie.
Thanks. I won't even tell Wallace I'm there.
Yeah, don't. I'll just take a picture of you when you're here.
I'll show up at the yard, and he'll be like, oh, what's up, bro? You're here? I was like, oh, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, whoops.
What's up, faggot?
I'm leaving as soon as we're done here at the yard. I'm not hanging out with you. Just tell him, I'm leaving as soon as I'm done at the yard. I'm not hanging out with you.
Hey, listen, you ain't going to hurt my feelings.
You ain't got no damn feelings.
If you come over and you got shit to do and you got to go see family, I'm not going to get all butthurt about it.
No.
You know, I'm not going to be like, you didn't want to see me. No, man.
Yeah,
you
know? It's important, like last time, I didn't have much time, man.
I know.
It was very short.
And I appreciate
you understand.
I appreciate you making time for me.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was surprised. I appreciate it. You know, you came out to the beaches area and everything, made that much easier and everything. So, 100% appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, bro. You came over to the yard, too. I saw you for a little bit.
That's true. Well, I was getting
my ass kicked.
True. I think you were videoing that day. Maybe you got your ass beat right before. Yeah, you were making. Yeah, that cool ass. What's that one where you basically put the camera like almost to your chest or whatever?
Your gimbal.
I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty freaking cool though. It makes it stable. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
it was gimbal. Cool seeing you, man. Didn't get to see Chris.
Well, Chris didn't want to see you.
What?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't even know his ass was in town.
He pretends he likes you, but
no, I didn't even know his ass was in town.
He pretends he likes me. He just tolerates me.
Well,
I understand. I'm intolerable, bro. So.
He's like, I can understand how he's feeling. I tolerate you, Tiwala.
Yeah, exactly.
I tolerate.
I guess you're living in the age of tolerance.
You see that? Even his wife.
Yeah. I tolerate most people in my house.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's what the world's built on, tolerance.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It should be.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
It's not, but it should.
He'll say that, and then something happens. He's like, "Get out of my country, fucking immigrant!"
Yeah, what the hell? Racist.
I don't mind immigrants,
as long as they're working in your plantation, right?
I wish I had a plantation.
Is there something wrong with that?
I don't know. Is it?
No.
Can I bring up a topic?
Sure.
Sure.
So I was seeing some people posting stuff online last night or on Facebook. So there's been a little bit of a stink with Donald Trump putting bringing tank to Washington D.C.
Yes.
What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Love it.
Huh?
I love it.
Why are you doing the boo thing?
He always it's Trump. It's Trump. So wallow boo him.
Anything political. Yeah.
No, I love it, Robbie. I think it's great. Oddly enough, everybody's freaking out about it, but do you know the last president that actually had a military parade in Washington, D.C.?
No, I can't. I know that some people were complaining and saying, like, oh, it looks like a dictator doing stuff. I have no opinion, so I was just curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody's like, ooh, it's a dictatorship. This is what dictators do. But oddly enough, the last president that actually had a military parade in Washington, D.C. was JFK.
Was what?
JFK. JFK had a military parade in D.C. He was the last president to actually have one. So
he was mostly anti-war, too.
He tried to
get people out of Vietnam.
Yes.
So.
But I, you know, there again, I don't have a... Yes, Wally, you just sit over there, push your little keys. I like it. I mean, it's it's 4th of July, and it's more of a, you know, more of a salute to the military and independence and stuff like that. I'm not looking at it as like, this is what dictators do, this, that, and the other thing.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What?
What did you call them?
Dictators.
Oh, I thought you said dictator.
No, dictators.
Yeah. Okay. You were, Wallace was wanting some dictator thoughts, so that's what he was looking for. Wow.
But we'll see how it pans out.
Stop it.
I mean, we'll see how it pans out.
Dang it.
I mean, the parade starts at 11:45.
Why can't we just be like, yay, America, pull out some fucking gun, shoot some stuff,
and
parade
people.
Some people.
shoot some people.
Parade some stuff around, shoot some fireworks off. Yay, America. Yeah. Who cares who does it? Let's just do it. I mean, like, what the hell?
Just all right. Story, bro. I'll raise you a level. Yeah. What happens if during the whole parade they play Team America the whole time?
Oh, fucking, that would be awesome. That would be absolutely fucking awesome. Hell yeah. They need to have Trump riding on top of an M1 Abrams holding a fucking flag singing that song.
Yeah.
People would blow their heads off.
As much as I hate politicians, that would be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
You know what he should do?
He should be like straddling the cannon. Be like,
Fuck it. Let's do it. You know what? He should ride the cannon and then hold that little stupid blimp dude.
Ride the cannon.
Fuck it. Let him just hold the little blimp dude and say, fuck you all, people. We're having a cool day.
Ride the
cannon. Put the helium in the fucking balloon.
Hey, that should be the
hat.
Hashtag, yeah. Ride the cannon.
Ride the cannon. Yeah. Just be yay, America.
Ride it, but he's got to wear fatigues and a hard helmet.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that
he has to.
I like it.
But I was telling Amanda, she was talking about the blimp. So whenever Trump went over to Europe, they have the little baby Trump blimp that they flew over there. Mm-hmm. Well, since he's having the parade, those people have brought the little blimp over here to fly it in protest of the parade.
How are they here?
Hold on.
If they have to work.
Hold on. It gets better.
It's America's Independence Day. It's not England's Independence Day.
But still, it gets better.
Bitch, get your ass to work.
They use PTO.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
But so they had to get a permit to fly the little blimp. Uh-huh. So Parks Department was like, yes. You have to pay for this permit. So they're like, okay, cool. They pay for their permit to fly the blimp. And then the Parks Department tells him, oh, well, since it's 4th of July, you can't fill it with helium.
Okay.
So the only thing they can fill it with is cold air. It's not – cold air doesn't float. But it's basically going to be a blow-up doll.
So what about the other, you know, balloon blimp things?
There's not going to be – I don't think there's going to be blimps and stuff like that in the parade.
No blimps.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's some law that, you know, at this time in D.C. with the 4th of July that they can't fill the blimp with helium. So they paid for a permit to fly this blimp thing that they don't get to fly.
Hey, England. Fuck. Come on.
That's what happens when you don't live here and you don't know the rules and dumb shit. We make you pay for it.
Yeah.
You pay for it and now you can't use it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Stupid ass.
Yep. You get to pay for it, but now, fuck you, you don't get to fly it. So, but I don't know.
Yeah.
There again, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter what he does. Everybody, you know,
whatever.
Everybody's mad.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was whatever.
I don't have time to be that mad about shit all the time anymore.
Do you really even care?
Not really. I mean, a little bit I do, but just because I get painted with the same brush because
you're an American.
I'm an American. I got guns. I hunt, you know.
I got tattoos.
Wait,
when was the last time you hunted? I'm talking about fishing.
Well, fishing?
Yeah.
It's been a while since. Well, last time I was fishing was down in Puerto Vallarta. So, actual hunting, like in the woods, it's been a stretch. Last time I went hunting was when I shot my hog. And that was
long. Surprised you still have it. Shot his hog. Robbie, who the fuck are you calling?
Jesus.
Nobody.
There was a phone ringing.
Yeah, I know. I heard it.
Oh, it's probably not. And I'll be on the bus. That's her freaking iPad.
Oh.
The other iPad.
I heard it too. What is she doing? Dialing 900 numbers?
No, it's some stupid video on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Tyler's been watching those things, man, where you'll hear like text alerts and phone, and it's been freaking me out.
You do all sorts of crap on there, but it's okay. Bobby, what are you doing, boy?
Whatever I want, Dad.
Hating me and stuff.
Come and stop me.
Throwing stuffed animals at me. So abusive.
Ah, poor Robbie just gets abused in his own house.
Yep,
you know you're bigger than them. You know that, right? You can take
them. I know. My front kick to them generally works. So...
Little teep, Bobby, to the down. Testicles.
Hey, let me deal with these animals that I have in my house, and I'm not talking about the dogs.
All right.
So
good to hear from you, Robbie. Guys.
All right, bitch. Have a good 4th. Enjoy.
Okay? You guys, too. Take it easy. Nice talking to you all.
Yeah. Later, bro.
Later, bye.
That's Robbie from Texas.
Robbie from Mexico.
I know. Well, he just speaks Mexican.
Okay. Well, cool. Anyway, what were we talking about before Robbie called?
Fuck, I don't know.
Nothing.
And then we started talking about his kids.
You were giving condolences to
Brandon.
To Brandon for his Red Sox.
Sorry, Brandon.
The baseball game actually scored higher than the football games that they've played over there.
Right. It was like 17-13 and then like 10-12 or some shit like that.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Damn, Jags gotta do some work next year. Score at least more than 17 points.
Yeah, I'm going to bet the under.
The under?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback now.
Yes, we do. So it could be... God damn it, I said we. Fuck.
I think I said we myself.
You
so.
Did. You did because then I triggered my we.
Please go to your closet and grab your biggest gun that you have and shoot me in the head.
Shoot you? All right.
God.
I'll get you both a wagon so you can jump on it.
Speaking of the Jags, I went to see AEW in Daytona with my brother on, last Saturday?
Yes.
And Austin was down there, but I missed him. I didn't know he was down there. So I guess he's covering all the wrestling shows now too?
Yeah.
And he was talking about it on Twitter, and I'm like, I didn't even see you. And, you know, it's kind of hard to miss Austin.
Yeah, Austin's, I mean, he doesn't blend into the crowd.
No. He towers over everybody.
Yeah, so I don't see how you didn't see him.
So, I mean.
But granted, he's probably got a different badge than you. Yeah, so, I mean,
press
you
know. Credentials and shit. Yeah. Although, I mean, I could just walk, like, almost next to the ring because he was open.
Was it?
You just got to go, you know, find your seats if you want to sit down. If not, there was plenty of people standing up by the cameras and just walking around and
pretty good show.
I'm going to give it a B.
Okay.
Because there were a few matches that I'm like, these people have no business in here.
Mm.
Especially the guy that was the CEO of the gaming company. I guess he's a part-time wrestler maybe.
Okay.
Oh, his match was horrible. We're like, oh my God, I can't believe they let these guys, you know, getting the ring. It was awful. That match was awful.
Like that bad?
Like I couldn't stomach it. I was like, yeah, I know.
Sad.
I know. It was. And then the first women's match, it was kind of iffy. It wasn't all that great. But the rest of the matches were, you know.
Hey, for the size of the promotion and how young it is, you know, you're going to have, it's not going to be grade A every single time.
Listen, their production, it was great. I mean, the entrance, it looked like WWE big time. Mm-hmm. They had these two huge cranes with cameras. One would get the people coming in, and then the other one would come down and try to get the action from in the ring. It was pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So the production, you know, they get like an A++.
Okay. How was like the main event one?
The main event, we actually left as it started because that place was packed, and we had to walk like half a mile for parking.
Oof.
Yeah. So we decided, you know what? It's probably going to be one of the better matches, but we got to go if we want to beat traffic.
Because
when we got there, oh my God, it was so packed. Like the parking in the Coliseum and across where they have the water park, all full. So we had to, you know, go down the strip a little bit and find out.
And that's the only bad thing about Daytona, too, because there's really only two roads in, two roads out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty, you know, if it's like race day, like today. Or tomorrow. No, wait. I'm sorry. That's right. It's Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
Yeah, this weekend it'll be crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to be in Daytona this weekend.
No, because they've got the firecracker going. Man,
that you know, raceway feels what, 500,000 people maybe?
At least.
It's crazy. No, yeah. I want to say there was probably about 10,000, maybe 12,000 people in that Coliseum. I mean, it was packed. It was packed. Speaking of the devil, he just tweeted.
Only seats 100,000. 100,000, 15.
100,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
Wow, you guys overestimated quite a bit there.
Well,
I did.
Yeah. He Wallow did.
I did. I was.
You agreed. What do you mean?
I always agree with him.
Chris is gay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm yeah,
gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gay all the time.
Yeah, man.
Except on weekends.
He's like two people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, totally.
Totally. So, the best
match. But now, hold on. Yeah. That's only seating capacity. That's not counting what's in the infield, too.
Whatever. That's not 400 more thousand people.
No.
Okay. All right.
But
probably, he's trying to.
I'm trying to give him a little bit. I'm trying to give him. I'm trying to pump his numbers up.
Listen, it's okay.
Okay.
I was way off by like 400,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay.
It is.
Anyway, best match of the night was the Young Bucks and the Lucha Bros.
Okay.
I mean, it was like high spot after high spot. I mean, these guys were crazy.
Nice.
I know. I'm thinking about possibly going to the July 13th show.
Okay.
Which I know you don't want to go because you're going to be somewhere.
Probably.
Like in Orlando.
I don't know where we're going to be. Will it be Orlando? I don't know.
No. I have stuff to do on the 13th.
Oh, so you are going to be in town.
Oh, what do you got to do?
I have to go do a background check. I have to get my hair done.
That's right.
I have stuff to do.
She's got to get her hair did.
Yeah.
Hair done.
Yeah, this week kind of was all screwed up. She was supposed to get, well, last weekend she was supposed to get her background check done and then.
Her what?
Background check.
For what?
Her nursing license. She's getting licensed in all 50 states.
Yeah, so there's a new thing when you renew your nursing license, they made a capability that you can now be licensed in all 50 states.
Oh, wow.
So because it's been like 14 years since I applied for my nursing license, you just have to get a new background checked when you do that. So, yeah.
And then they're going to find out that you podcast with us.
Oh,
yeah. And they're going to be like, fuck her.
Oh, God. No.
But it was so stupid because the place that she's got to go, she had her appointment for 1, but the fucking place closes at noon.
Yeah, they let me make the appointment at 1, and then at 11, I got an email that said they changed her business hours to close at 12, so they canceled the appointment.
Yeah. So now she's got to go. She was going to do it tomorrow. But then trying to get off of work and then with us leaving, it was just going to become, you know, madness. So she was like, fuck this. I'll just reschedule. And
I can't take off of work to go get a background check. So just whatever.
So.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah.
She's like, I ain't doing that shit.
But if you have the capability of doing that, I mean.
Happy 4th, Dad. Dad's watching. So he said,
Hey, Dad.
To go see the cool show tonight.
Which is what?
I think they're going to go see the fireworks up at Stone Mountain.
I have no clue. I mean, that would be cool, but
up in Atlanta. So
I'm going to skip fireworks. Like once it starts getting dark, I'm going to go home.
We'll watch the fireworks that are launched in our neighborhood from the pool tonight.
Yep.
Well, you know, my dog doesn't like fireworks, so
Well, last night some people were lighting off some, and Coco, she's not scared of them, but now granted they weren't like right in the front of the house and stuff like that, but she definitely, you know, ears perk up, bark a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how tonight goes.
Today.
This is her first year of fireworks. So. Yeah.
So today, July 4th, and New Year's is the worst day for dogs.
Yeah.
This is when they run lose away. The most. Yeah. So.
Tiny doesn't do too bad. He probably could give a rat's ass. If you just put him like in his kennel, he just burrows down and goes to sleep. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like last night, I mean, he was under the cover with her, and a couple of them that went off that were a little louder. He would kind of, you know, bark at him a little, you know, just one little yip at him. But
yeah,
it's not like he's freaking out, shaking, where you got to put one of those thunder shirts on him and stuff like that.
Yeah,
thunder shirts. What the hell's that?
It's like a vest you put on a dog, and it's Velcro, and it's got like an X pattern strapping. So it does, it gives the dog some compression. And it's supposedly it calms them down.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Because that's what they say to do. Like if your dog's freaking out at fireworks and you just hold them and you squeeze them a little bit and you give them some compression.
Well, yeah. Once it starts getting dark, I'm gonna excuse myself, say thank you, and head home so I could be with my dog, because I don't want her freaking out. Last night she was, you know, a little scared because there were some people lighting up, you know, fireworks in the neighborhood, but.
And we'll have that, you know, asshole tonight at 2 o'clock. Or, what the hell was that?
Your dog.
Oh. But we'll have that, you know, somebody will light off a mortar tonight at around 2 o'clock or something like that. So we'll see how that goes. So I told Amanda, I was like, that's the only thing I hate about 4th being on a weeknight. You know, yeah, we've got today off. That's great. But, you know, we both got to go to work tomorrow. And we probably ain't going to get sleep for shit tonight. Mm-mm.
Are you guys going to catch up fights on Saturday?
I don't know.
UFC 239.
Who's fighting?
So John Jones
on the main card. Ooh. On the main Santos. Card, you got John Jones and Santos.
Okay.
Amanda Nunes versus Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Masvidal versus Askren.
Damn, I may have to.
Luke Rockhold versus Jan Blachowicz, and Diego Sanchez against Michael Chiesa. That's the main card.
Yeah, I might have to. We'll see. We'll see what we got going on, if anything's going on. If not, if we're just chilling at the house, I may see if Dad'll get it and put it downstairs.
Like I don't think that Santos is going to beat Jones.
I don't think so either. I'm more interested. I want to see the Masvidal Askren fight.
Masvidal's looking like the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he is.
Got the long hair with the beard.
So that, you know, Jones, I think, is going to win, but I could care less. But the Askren, that one I'm interested in. The Holly Holmes one I'm interested in. I want to see how Nunes does against her.
Like, if Santos wins, you know, it'll be nice because, you know, I saw the countdown and all the stuff that he does for, like, his community and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, man, you know, it's kind of hard to root against a guy like that.
It is. He wins, though, you got to admit, if he wins, it would fucking shake up everything.
He's also former military.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former paratrooper, which I had no clue. But yeah, man, it's kind of hard to root against a guy like that who's so...
Especially going against Jones.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't hate Jones.
No, I don't know him to hate him. But I just, from the image, you know, like I've always said, from the image that he portrays, he's just not a good guy. So...
A lot of it too, you know. We see what the media tells
us. Yeah, exactly. So, well, know. I mean, we've seen what he's shown us.
Yeah,
you know, his actions. So I mean, you know, kind of. I can only judge on what you show me. What you've shown me is you're not that great of a person.
You only show me the bad stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I don't ever see. I've seen one good thing that he's done.
Which is what?
He was at a jiu-jitsu tournament and he was like, you know, going against a kid, letting you know. Working with the kid in jiu-jitsu and letting the kid win. That's like the only thing I ever saw good. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be rooting for him. But if he loses, I hope he retires and, you know, goes away.
Why? He's in the prime of his career right now.
Yeah.
Why would he retire after one loss?
I don't know, because I don't care.
Okay. So then a lot of fighters should be retiring, too. After they lose, because you probably don't care about them either.
No, there's a lot that I do. Just not him.
I'm just talking about the ones that you don't care for. You don't care for every other one.
There's not a lot.
Or do you?
There's not a lot that I don't care for.
Just Joan?
I just don't like the bad guys. The people that are just kind of.
But you just said that you don't know them. You just know what you see in the media.
True. True. All right. Well, I'll give you that. Maybe he's a great guy. Maybe he's just.
Oh, I didn't say that he was great.
Yeah.
I think what's with him, I'm just tired of this wishy-washy bullshit. Okay, I'm going to let him back. Oh, no, he got popped for this. Okay, we're going to let him back. Oh, crap, he got popped for this. Okay, we're going to let him back. It's just too much wishy-washy bullcrap. Like, I just, you either let him back or you don't. You need to make the same accommodations for everybody. You can't be just favoritism towards a certain individual.
I know, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I think that is what, whether you're a good guy or a bad guy or whatever, it's, you just have to make the same standard for everybody. It's just like, here we go again.
But that's Dana, you know.
You know, it's.
Because Dana moved the whole card from Vegas to California because he was John.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. So you're making so many accommodations for one individual.
Right.
You aren't doing that for everybody. That's just not fair for the people that, not that John doesn't put in the work, but there are so many more people that put in way more effort than that. I mean, I feel like that, you know, so many more people could have so more of an opportunity than just like, I don't know. I just.
No, I mean, just like they've all, you know. They've promoted him. They always promote him. They're always doing something.
Well, he's one of the top stars.
He is one of the top stars. But, you know, is he a top star because of the promotion he gets? Or because, I mean, Stipe didn't get the same promotions. Stipe was, I feel, good. I don't feel DC gets the same promotions as John.
I don't think he's as good.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry I said that out loud. DC, he's good. I don't think he's as good. He's just not. I hate to say, he's not.
Your wife is breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're right. John is talented.
He's very good. Skilled. I mean, he really is. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know. It's just, you're sitting here thinking, going, here we go again.
Well, it just seems like
what excuse are you going to have in a few months when they go, oh, he's positive for that whatever bullshit thing, and oh, it's the metabolite that came up again. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Well, that happened last week with another guy.
Yeah,
they're not moving the card to accommodate him.
Right,
they're just scrapping him out of the card.
Yeah. Too bad.
That's sugar, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
But
too bad for you.
I heard though that's a tainted supplement.
Well. Initially, it was a tainted supplement, and he got his first, you know, his 6-month suspension. But it popped again because, again, the same thing. There was traces like the metabolites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
most supplements that you take aren't regulated by a single source, so they're tainted with all kinds of bullshit. That's the risk that you take by taking these supplements from these people that have this specific. Just right for you and your whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, Rogan's talked about that because, like, with Onnit,
we'll test your blood and we'll make that perfect combination just for you, crock of shit. We only take cash money under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the risk that you take.
A la TJ.
Yeah. I mean, those things aren't regulated by any particular government thing, or they're all tainted with stuff. Even like in regular healthcare, some of the supplements that you get, like at Walmart, Walgreens, there was this big study. I forget, it was like Harvard or one of those big colleges that did this big study on all of these supplements that they tested, and 90% of all the supplements that they tested had like sawdust, drywall,
oh shit,
dust.
Yeah.
They had all of these extra filler in it. So you don't know what you're getting, even in just the over-the-counter stuff that you're getting. So then you go that extra step with these stuff that the athletes are taking with these combination of this stuff. Yeah, it's going to be tainted. I mean,
is there any supplement that you would vouch for?
No, that's why we don't take anything.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah, no, don't take anything. The only thing we take is
Chris is always talking about some supplement that he wants to take.
Yeah, he always does. And you know what he takes? Nothing.
Yeah.
Because you don't give me his allowance.
No, you know what we take? The multivitamin gummies from Costco.
Yep.
And those are probably tainted with some vodka.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'll take that.
We don't take anything that's not prescribed by our physician that is for any medical purpose. You know, like you can go to your physician and you get a blood test that says you're vitamin D deficient and they prescribe you vitamin D. That's, you know.
And Chris gives you the vitamin D.
Damn right.
Oh, I just used an appropriate thing, didn't I?
You did.
Good for me.
Good job.
I just.
Way to get that dick
fell
joke in there.
Right into that
let's
one.
Let's see. You're anemic. You just need more dick.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we don't do
because,
any of that extra.
But we also have a good doctor.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good.
But you're always talking about, I saw
he
this.
Does.
I want to take this.
I do.
He does.
See how it works.
I do. But
he
the thing is
here you have a wife who's pretty much a scientist.
Yeah.
Telling you this is bullshit.
I do.
And then I don't take it.
Then he comes on the podcast and talks shit about it. And then he comes to me and goes, I listened to this podcast on Joe Rogan with some Dr.
Rhonda Patrick.
And she says, this is such a great. And I'm like, what? Huh. For what? What do you need?
Well,
that
you know,
for?
He's building a sauna back there, right?
Yeah. You see how fast it's going. Right?
Hey, I have to finish the garden stuff before I can start that.
I just go, okay, honey, that sounds great.
Yeah. She humors me.
I humor him. And I'm like, okay, that sounds fantastic.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so whatever.
But yeah, because like our doctor, like if you try to talk to him about that shit, he'll be like, you know, like I talked to him, what was it? Last year's physical. I was like, you know, man, what do I got to do? You know, I want to get some, I want to get some testosterone. You know, what I got to do? And he just like, as soon as I said it, he set his pad down. He just looked at me. He goes, do we need to have the talk? I'm like, what? He goes, well, if you need that, then we need to have the talk. He goes, you know, if things aren't working, then we have to have this talk. He goes, so do you really want to do this? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Okay.
This is the third time he's repeated this story.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what I do, man. I tell stories the same time over.
Exactly. So I tell him the same thing. I don't really think you have an issue with that.
It's like, can you get it up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Then you don't.
Then you don't have an issue.
Have an issue.
Continue on.
Although.
So, continue on.
I was on it.
You were.
And that was the fittest I've fucking ever been.
I'm sure you were.
I mean,
there's more to it than just that.
There is more to it than just taking it. You have to have a proper diet.
But there's a more to low testosterone than just not being able to get it up, you know. But it
made me feel good.
Yeah. But anyways, so.
Maybe I should go back on it.
Yeah, but he always is looking for some extra this and that and the other supplement crap. And people are into that sort of thing. And whatever makes you feel good, fine. But most of it is just placebo.
Well, the testosterone is not going to work if you don't work
out. Do anything
out.
With it.
Yeah. If you just get the shot, you're not going to get fit.
No.
You have to.
You still got to put the work in.
You have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a balanced diet. Which I did at one point. And then it'll work.
Yeah.
Then you'll get physically fit. You know, that's when I was doing the fucking Tough Mudders and competing in jiu-jitsu and shit like that. So
I can't get a man. She don't want to do a Tough Mudder.
I just
crickets, mm-hmm. crickets. She doesn't find it fun, maybe.
No. That's not her jam.
Okay, number one, I just can't do some of that stuff. And number two, I am not a team player. I'm just not. Okay. I am not going to be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it with you, and I'll be helping people, and I'm just not.
No.
I'm not even going to lie and be like, I'll try it. I'm just not.
I'm the one that holds the doors open for the old people while Amanda walks in
front of me. No, don't be like that. I'm not like a biatch like that. I'm just...
Have you done one?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, Chris has.
Yep, I did the one in Orlando.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. But like, you know, some of the ones, I don't have any upper body strength. That's really, and then but a lot of that stuff is having to do a lot of upper body stuff. So look, I walk up to that damn obstacle and go, nope, not doing it. I'm just going to walk around, which just defeats the whole purpose of doing the damn thing anyway. So
I did. I never walk around or do like some people do. It's like, no, fuck it. I'm here. I'm going to do it. But the scariest one to me is the one where you go up the tower and you have to jump in the water because it's so high up.
Oh, that was easy.
Okay, good for you. I'm talking about myself, asswipe.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do this. But
well, did you do the one where you had to climb up basically the wall of the 2x6?
The hell was that?
The 2x6s, and then you have to go back over and climb back down. It's like a military wall. But it's just straight up.
Yeah.
So you could do that one.
Well, I'm holding on to something.
Okay, because that one was high. I mean, that's like 35, almost 40 feet.
Yeah, and so was the tower that you have to jump into the water.
Yeah, so that's why I'm confused a little bit. Like, the tower part was scarier to you than... Because the tower part wasn't as scary to me as that obstacle.
When you're climbing, you're holding on to something. So you have somewhat of a sense of...
You do. You know,
security that you're holding on. When you're looking down at the water, it's like, oh, fuck.
So you have control issues.
I probably do.
Okay. Yeah. So. Because you have control of where you put your hand and where you put your foot.
Exactly.
But when you jump off, you don't have any control over how you're landing or where you're going. No. There you go.
Okay.
I almost landed on a chick.
Did you? Did you jump too early or she just didn't get out in time?
I didn't see her. I was I was hesitating, and I was like, fuck.
Oops. The only one that I didn't go through was the very last one, because by the time I made...
Pussy.
Yeah, no, by the time I made it to that, the electric shock one, I had nothing left.
Pussy.
I totally admit it, but I really did. I had nothing left in the tank.
I got knocked unconscious by the electric one.
He was supposed to be training beforehand?
I did. For months.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well,
I did.
Well, he did.
I did the elliptical a couple times, you know.
Yeah.
I was running every day.
You see that a couple times?
Lifted a few weights here and there.
Yeah.
The last week before the first one, I ran 9 miles straight just to see if I could hack it.
Yeah. That was his issue. He signed up for it. Me and him were going to sign up for it together. We were going to do it together.
Yep.
And when it was time to sign up, I said, I don't remember what we had going on. I said, I'm not going to have time to be able to train for this because we had stuff going on. So I said, you go ahead and you sign up because you'll have time to be able to train. And then he ended up not training.
And I still did it.
Shit, I could have did that.
And I still did it. And I attempted every obstacle except the very last one.
That was funny.
I mean, yes, it kicked my ass. But that was the best beer.
I did it.
That really was the best beer I've ever had in my life at the end.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I don't know what it is about it, but that was
a couple of beers
Jesus,
I've ever had.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was me, my buddy Scott, my buddy Ben. We did it together.
Nice.
So, and it was kind of cool because, you know, Scott and Ben, they're definitely, you know, in better shape than I was. But they were like, look, we ain't got to run this whole thing. We're not doing that. He's like, we'll run a little bit if we want. If you want to, we'll walk it. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, when the first one that we did, it was like pretty much all the fit people from the training yard and me. I was the least fit guy in that team. I mean, I was fit.
Yeah, but not compared.
I was the fittest that I've ever been. But compared to, like, you know, Mac, Eric Mott, Dan Pascal, Nichelle, you know, those are beasts, you know? So, but it was fun, man.
those things have kind of fallen off.
Not really.
I mean, they still have them.
Well, but you got to remember, Tough Mudder is a brand, and they go all over the states.
Yeah.
They don't have them all the time here.
No. But I'm just saying, I mean, like, it seemed like there for a couple of years, I mean, there was just mudders going on every weekend, everywhere. Somebody had a new mudder because you had, like,
Those are different, you know. It's not,
yeah. Well, that's what I mean. But there were always these obstacle races.
Yeah.
Became, you know, they blew up for a little bit. Now they've kind of come back down. I don't see them as much as I used to.
I think there's one coming up here shortly.
I mean, I know Tough Mudder still does theirs all the time. You know, their normal rotation, which is weird because I think they've done one here in Jacksonville, but it's actually in Palatka.
Yeah. I went to that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
I haven't been to that one. I've only done one.
That was the first one we did.
The one in Orlando was pretty cool, but it was not 9 miles. It was fucking, I think when we figured it up, it was closer to like 11 something.
Well, the first one we did was 13 miles, and the second one, the one in Orlando, I think it was like 12 something. So
yeah, because you did a mile in the damn water.
Yeah,
up that creek.
Yep, I remember.
I did Girls on Run.
You did what?
So when the kids were in public school, they had an after school program called Girls on the Run. It was just for girls.
I mean, they still do it. I mean,
they still do it. But
it's popular. But
it's, you know,
that's only the thing I've ever done.
It's running. So the kids train to do a 5K.
Yeah.
At the end of the,
which is pretty hysterical.
Yeah, because Amanda, now whenever she was doing the Girls on the Run.
Okay, yeah. So Tegan wanted to sign up, so I signed up. So I'm like, okay, cool. So every Tuesday and Thursday after school, they were training.
Yes.
I said, okay, cool. So I will start training at home. Okay, so I got the little Couch to 5K app on my phone, and I started training in the mornings, and I'd wake up at the fucking butt crack of dawn. And so we had a little practice run at school. So awesome. So I go and practice run. I'm ready. And I go and I, you know, I got our little group of girls and we start. And by this time, I'm at being able to run a 5K. So I literally went from not being able to run at all to be able to run a 5K. So I was pretty proud of myself in general. And then so we go on our little obstacle around the school doing our little practice run. And all the little girls, they run for about, I don't know, 30 seconds. And then they're like, okay, it's time to walk. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. What? We're going to walk now. I'm like, Okay. So we walk a little bit, and then they're like, okay, run. I'm like, run. And then they run for about another 30 seconds, and then they walk for like 5 minutes. I'm like, Tegan, I thought you guys were supposed to be training to like run. She's like, yeah, well, we don't really like to run. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this whole damn time?
Yeah, Amanda's been busting her ass for months.
I've been busting my ass so that I'm not like the fat mom, you know, like walking.
But they did their run.
But yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was good.
I've only done one 5K.
But
with Michelle. She did hers in like 23 minutes. She was hauling ass. Mine was like 29 minutes.
Well, see, when Amanda was running, she was damn near doing a 5K each morning because she was running.
Yeah, I mean, I would run three times a week.
Yeah.
I'd run a 5K for 30 minutes, I mean, three times a week.
So she had it set.
And then I don't know how long it fucking took us to do that damn 5K for Girls on the Run. It definitely took more than 30 minutes. I guarantee you that.
With the walking, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, and then it also, because they did it at JU.
Yes.
And
so you have to wait until every single girl is
done.
Done.
And there were a lot of them that just walked
the
5K.
I was like, I wish I would have known that. I mean, it's a great, I mean, there's more to it than just running, you know, they do bonding, you know, and anyways, but
She was
dude, fucking kids.
Dude, that first practice run, she came home and she was like, just,
what the fuck?
She was just like, let me tell you a little story.
Let me tell you this little story.
Because she was kind of mad. Because, I mean, she'd legit, she'd been busting her ass for like 2 months, three times a week. And there again, like I said, she started out not running to doing a 5K. So she put the work in. Everybody else was just like, run, run, walk.
You know, I expected to like, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, granted, there were a few, you know, overachieving kids there that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like some of these girls now, they serious as shit.
Yeah.
Like. They took off and they gone and they're finished and they're done. And I'm like, wow, okay. And then you got Tegan that's just leisurely walking the whole damn time. I mean,
does she even like sports?
No.
Oh, no. Mm-mm, no. Not at all.
She played three seasons of T-ball and that was about it.
Mm-hmm. That's because you wanted her to.
I wanted her to do something.
Well, it's you always have your kid try out T-ball. It doesn't matter whether your kid's a boy or a girl or what. They always do T-ball. It's just
yeah, try it out.
A rite of passage type
try
thing.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Try it out. Yeah, and that was.
Yeah, yeah. She did three seasons, and it was just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah. Basically. Now, Tyler, we didn't even try T-ball. That wasn't, no. No. We tried soccer one
season.
Season, and that
he didn't
was,
like it?
He is not a team sport individual.
Put him in fighting.
Either.
Well, he enjoys that.
Yeah, now the jiu-jitsu, he's.
He enjoyed jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he is more of a individual sport type.
Boxing. Kickboxing.
Something. Yeah. Just got to try to find.
Wrestling.
Just yeah. Got to try to find. Well, the problem is even those, he's just not, he's not aggressive.
No, he's not.
He's not aggressive, and neither one of our kids are competitive. You know, like Amanda grew up, she was competitive. I grew up, I was competitive. You know, we were competitive. Neither one of our kids are competitive. They don't have any competition in them at all. So it's kind of hard to, you know, even an individual sport, you have to be competitive to, you know, win. You want to win. No, they could care less, win or lose. So, huh. You know, it's just they're both very passive. They're not aggressive. Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
They might not be your kids.
I don't. Maybe they got switched.
Probably.
Hopefully. Maybe we should do some DNA.
Right.
23andMe.
Right.
Yeah.
Do a little swab here.
It's like
crossing my fingers. Yes.
You're not my kids.
You're yes.
Not
mine.
Get out of here.
All right. Well, fuck this. Let's go enjoy the 4th.
Yep. 4th of July.
Let's finish this shit up and we'll be back next week. Anything else you guys want to add before we.
No. I hope everybody has a good, safe 4th of July. Don't blow off fingers.
If you drink, don't drive.
Yep. No drinking and driving.
If you drive, don't drink.
Because cops will be out tonight. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Adios.